Radio Christian Voice News, your global link.
Opposition leader criticizes government handling of Mufumbwe gold rush. HELSB recovers 950,000 kwacha through discount campaign. And Uganda reopens border with M23 held Eastern DRC. Good evening. With the main news, I am Christabel Kamono. Opposition Leadership Movement Secretary General Jairus Sungoma has expressed sadness with the manner government has handled the Mufumbwe gold rush incident. Mr. Ngoma says it was unfortunate that illegal miners lost their lives during the operation, a situation he believes could have been avoided if government had taken a more proactive and humane approach. Speaking to RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Ngoma stated that government should have seized the opportunity to formalize some of the miners in the Kikonge area and allow them to mine on its behalf. He further suggested that instead of resorting to force, authorities should have facilitated a system where the gold was bought directly from the miners, creating a safer and more regulated environment for all parties involved.
Later, we liberated a number of neighboring countries using our co. When they're running our descendants and Mungais, they want to see that we also punzi. Manja in my Vizungo Banu, Mkangu of Wanji, running up on gold, that is Zambia to 60 years. Zambia to 60 years, sure, Tikangu of running a migoji for an upgrade of Chaka makeshift in no time within 2 months is a billionaire. Then hii mwemanje muzunguru kana ka economy ko pemba chape mungo enda kumagwada mwaenda kumagwada.
Minister of Commerce, Trade and Industry Chpoka Mlenga has called for unified and sustained efforts from all stakeholders that will attract investment to help improve the living standards of many Zambians through sustained partnerships. He noted that Zambia's rapidly growing population presents both a challenge and an opportunity, particularly in driving youth-centered economic growth. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Mlenga emphasized the importance of collaborative action to ensure that Zambia's economic recovery becomes stable and sustainable, laying the foundation for a strong and resilient economy. The country needs a shared vision and coordinated effort to bring down the cost of living following the consistent reduction in fuel prices over the past few months as a positive step forward, said Mr. Mlenga. He further explained that the ongoing decline in fuel prices and inflation is creating opportunities for innovation, which can strengthen business, boost trade, and improve industrial relations, gradually addressing the country's economic challenges.
Dear colleagues, there is need for collective efforts from us, the government, the private sector, and the public sector, or should I say, the local communities, to see how best we can work together and better our living standards. Partnership is key in doing what we are talking about. But the importance of partnerships brings innovation and inclusivity, which will shape our country's future. I'm sure you have seen the coming of the stability of the currency. We need to work together and make sure that the people you are serving on your counters are getting the benefits of these fundamentals that are getting better.
The Higher Education Loans and Scholarships Board has recovered approximately 950,000 kwacha from around 20 loan beneficiaries within a month following a launch of its discount campaign. HELSB Executive Director John Machai described the initiative response as encouraging and a clear indication that former students are willing to repay their loans when given incentives. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Dr. Machai said that the response has been very positive, adding that in just 1 month, about 20 beneficiaries took advantage of the discount offer and cleared loans amounting to 950,000 kwacha. The board HELSB rolled out the discount campaign earlier this month to encourage former students to repay their loans by offering partial waivers on accrued penalties and interest for early or full settlements, said Dr. Machai. Dr. Machai reviewed that the board is currently managing a student loan portfolio of over 7.5 billion kwacha, of which 4 billion kwacha has been successfully trussed and is due for recovery. He, however, pointed out that unemployment remains a major barrier to loan recovery. Dr. Machai emphasized the importance of stronger partnerships between government agencies and the private sector to create more job opportunities for graduates, which would subsequently improve loan repayment rates.
I think over 20 beneficiaries accepted their loans amounting to about 950,000 just within 1 week. I think it is important that we keep on following up with our stakeholders through various media channels, including yourselves. I think it is important that this messaging.
Police on the Copper Belt province have arrested Stephen Mope, aged 23, of Chididabombwe, Kawama Township, for allegedly having raped a 35-year-old woman from the toilet at a named nightclub. Police Assistant Public Relations Officer Chipo Katisha says that it was when the victim entered the toilet that the assailant also forcefully entered the toilet, closed the door, and forcefully demanded to have canon knowledge with her. Ms. Katisha says brief facts of the matter are that on 11th July 2025, at around 02 hours, the victim was drinking beer with her friend at a nightclub when she decided to answer the call of nature, and little did she know that she was being followed by the suspect. When the victim resisted, he beat her, undressed her, and sexually abused her. In the process, she shouted for help, and their late door bouncer went to her rescue and managed to apprehend the suspect with the help of members of the community, and was later handed over to Chililabombwe Police Station, said Ms. Katisha in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. The suspect is detained in police custody awaiting court appearance.
It was when the victim entered the toilet that the assailant also forcibly entered the toilet, closed the door, and forcibly demanded to have canon knowledge with her. When the victim resisted, he beat her, undressed, and sexually abused her. In the process, she shouted for help, and the alert door bouncer went to her rescue and managed to apprehend the suspect with the help of members of the community, and was later handed over to Chililabombwe Police Station. A medical report form was issued to the victim to seek medical attention. The suspect is detained in police custody, awaiting court appearance.
In Africa news, 6 months after closing key border crossing due to rebel advances, Uganda has reopened its border with the Democratic Republic of Congo. The move comes after the seizure of Goma by the M23 rebel group, which led to the shutdown of crossing at Bunagana and Ishasha in Congo's North Kivu province. Ugandan military assistant Chris Magezi confirmed the reopening on social media, stating that it was ordered directly by President Yoweri Museveni. Coming up shortly, Gaza ceasefire talks on verge of collapse, Palestinian officials say. This and for more, stay tuned.
Malaria is the leading cause of illness and death in Zambia, especially among children under 5. However, malaria is preventable with measures to avoid mosquito bites, such as the use of insecticide-treated nets, indoor residual house spraying, intermittent preventive treatment, and environmental management.
Prevent malaria. Protect your family from death.
Metcushion Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Negotiations between Israel and Hamas in Qatar on a new Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal are on the brink of collapse, according to Palestinian officials familiar with the details of the discussions. One senior official told the BBC that Israel had bought time during Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's visit to Washington this week and deliberately stalled the process by sending a delegation to Doha with no real authority to make decisions on key points of contention. They include the withdrawal of Israeli troops and